6:30 Central on ESPN Plus and SEC Plus. To ask a question for Coach Kelly, please press 1-0 now. And Coach, while we wait on those questions, if you could please take a moment to comment on your team as you enter this week's game.
Thank you. Obviously excited about the progress we made over the last couple of weeks, playing a very difficult offense and a very stingy defense in Mississippi State and getting our first SEC win. It's going to be a very familiar defense. Rocky Long, Danny Gonzalez, they both are from this similar defensive structure. So, and both of them are great defensive coaches. So we've got a great challenge with New Mexico and what they do. They keep the points down. They do a really good job. And then, obviously a ball control offense. So, again, another challenge for our guys in terms of consistency. That's really been the message this week in terms of preparation, their mindset, how we want to execute on Saturday. So that's really about us more than anything else and how we can become, a really good program is going to be based upon putting together consecutive performances, and we'll look to do that this weekend.
Coach, we'll begin with Leah Vann of The Advocate.
Hi, Coach.
Hi, Leah.
So I have a little bit of a random question, but how have you seen the recruiting landscape change over the year for specialists? And do you remember the first time you took a kicker on scholarship?
Yeah, I go back to my days probably in the 90s where I took a kicker when I was at Grand Valley State for the first time. He was an international student in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Miguel Segarro, and invested in Division II where you have 36 scholarships. I invested a tuition scholarship, and he became the all-time leading scorer. So I think that really shaped my philosophy relative to the special teams position, that I was always going to invest in the position. And now it's not just the kicker, it's specialists, obviously the long snapper. He becomes a very important piece to this as well, because the consistency, the last thing you want to do is worry about, a bad snap on a punt or a field goal or an extra point. So I think that's evolved to the point where now that's a given scholarship now on your roster of your 85.
Thank you.
Next is Steve Moulton of WZZN.
Coach, hope you're doing well this morning.
Same to you, Steve.
Thank you, Coach. I was hoping you could speak to Jay Ward and what kind of level of consistency has he brought to your defense this year, Coach?
Well, quite honestly, he probably didn't play up to his level against Florida State, and I think part of it is we might not have had him in the right place, and so we moved him down to the nickel position, which got him closer to the football, and he's really flourished in that position. It's one that allows him to be in the action. It allows him to, play close to the football, play, man coverage, be a lot more aggressive. He's an aggressive player. He's a really good tackler. And I think it really suits his skills. And since we've made that move in week two, he's really played well for us. And obviously, SEC Defensive Player of the Week this past week, he was all over the field. So I think it was really about putting him in the right position. He played a lot of deep safety, post safety in the first week, and although he's certainly capable of doing that, we feel like the best position for him was moving him down to the nickel position.
And Coach, I do have one other follow-up if I could. It's about the four-game redshirt rule implemented back in 2018. How much has that through the years it with your programs in the past maybe helped for quality depth down the road for you, Coach?
Yeah, it does help. I think the first year we looked at it a lot more carefully in terms of, really eyeballing the date, how many games they've played. I think we're less concerned about it now because so many of these guys are, playing in 4 years. They're not playing in 5 years. They're getting their degree. They're moving on. They're going to the NFL in 3 years. So, most of it is, if we can play you, we're going to try to play you. I think from that perspective, it's good to have the four-game rule in case there is a guy that's on the fence. But by and large, I think most teams that are recruiting in this league, if a freshman's good enough, he's playing.
Thank you, Coach.
Yes, we'll go to Wilson Alexander, the Advocate.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Wilson.
Just wondering what's going on with Jack Besh. Haven't seen a lot of him. Is he still kind of getting over that stress fracture that you mentioned?
Yeah, and I think, quite frankly, as coaches, and it starts with me, we've got to get him more involved. And you're going to see that that's going to begin to take place this weekend. I just think as a coaching staff, we've got really good players at that position. And we have to do a better job of getting really good players on the field. There's got to be a very intentional rotation. There's got to be competition in practice where guys are competing for playing time, and we've got to reward those guys accordingly. So Jack's doing everything he's been asked of. There shouldn't be any narrative out there that he hasn't or he's injured. We have to do a better job as a coaching staff.
And then if I could ask also about Seven Banks, do you hope to maybe get him on the field and more in the rotation against Mexico?
That is the expectation. We feel like he's right there, and we believe that this is the weekend that he'll finally get some playing time.
Thank you.
Next is Mike Griffith of AJC Dog Nation.
Congratulations on the win, Coach. Kind of got a two-part question. One, Major Burns, a guy that looks like he continues to emerge. And then the second question, and I know this may seem a little cliche or drunken sailor-ish, but night game, LSU, you've experienced it now in a big-time game. How much of a factor was it in that win over Mississippi State?
Major continues to get better. He's one of those guys on defense that creates, a lot of disruption. He plays with great energy, great passion. He's great as a leader, extremely effective communicator of our defense as well. So a guy that is really, making great strides for us. There is absolutely no doubt that playing at home in Tiger Stadium is a decided advantage. The crowd is into it. It is difficult to get your plays off. You feel rushed, I think, from an offensive perspective. And it definitely is an advantage, and you can feel it while you're in the stadium. So we're excited to be back home against New Mexico this weekend, that's for sure.
Next is Scott Rabelais of the Baton Rouge Advocate.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Scott.
Just in general, obviously this looks like one of your better, maybe your best defensive performance of the year. How has the defense improved from week one to week three? And you obviously had a lot of talented players that you brought together, some returning players, a lot of transfers and things like that. How has chemistry and getting to learn each other and trust each other played a part in that?
Yeah, well, first of all, we've got two transfers playing corner. We've got a transfer playing safety. We're playing a true freshman. we lost our best player, arguably our best player, Mace Smith. So, that's 50% of a new defense going in. So it's been a bit of a transition. But, you know, to have, you know, a B.J. Ojulari and Ollie Gate, you know, to kind of be the bookends, that's been, you know, really good for us. And then the emergence of, you know, I think some the veteran guys like Mike Jones, Greg Penn, you know, they've been able to really help us. Mekhi Wingo, another transfer, has been really good. So I think you really got to credit a lot of the, you know, the veteran leaders have done a really good job of leading. And then the mixture of those transfers really stepping up big for us. So it's been, you know, that combination of coming together and really gaining some trust and continuity together going through the first couple of weeks. So in week three, they were able to play really good football.